And I love the name, Inner Groove, because isn't it percussion and drumming? It's a language, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
exactly. It is. The actual name, Inner Groove, there was a UK percussion group, I think they're a UK percussion group, called Inner Sense Percussion. And so that kind of, I've always liked that phrase, and I thought, what could I add to the inner bit? And I think just jamming one evening, just the word groove came into my head, and then that's kind of how the name came, really.
That's it. And now you all the musicians in the band are from the island?
Yeah, all from Waiheke. All based on Waiheke, so it's a purely Waiheke-based percussion band.
And that's a result of the workshops you held?
Yeah, over the last sort of few years, I've done percussion and drumming workshops at the Artworks and down at the Community Education, as well as doing lessons. And kind of the idea for putting a percussion group came about 3 years ago. I mean, in terms of playing percussion in general, I've always had a habit of tapping things, and it always annoys everybody. So, you know, if I'm on the ferry, nothing else to do, I'm always tapping. And so I remember when I was in the UK, a friend of mine who was a djembe player said, I think you want to put that tapping to good use, mate. Yeah. How about learning to play the djembe? So I went along to a few workshops, really enjoyed that. And by the time we got here, got myself and Emma, by the time we arrived in New Zealand, I've set myself the task of trying to hopefully learn every single hand drum in the world that there is.
Wow.
Now, that's definitely a lifelong task.
I would quietly suggest there's probably more than a lifelong. Yeah. You know, there must be so many different styles.
Exactly, so many.
I mean, in a sense, you know, I love music. I'm not a musician, you know. I can't play any instrument, and I wouldn't want to play this. I got out of rhythm, you know.
Oh, we might get you up there, mate. You never know.
I love to listen to it, eh? And at the core of it is, it's always rhythm.
Yeah. It's all based around the rhythm. And I mean, in terms of what Inner Groove Percussion does, we tend to do a mix-up of styles. Like the set we're going to do tonight will consist of traditional African rhythms.
All right.
Mixed in with a bit of more sort of Latin American style. And that'll be for about a half an hour set. At the moment, we've kind of got two sets. We've got a static set that we do, and then we've also got a parading rhythm set, which is even more samba orientated.
The walking one.
Yes, the parading one, the walking one,
the walking round one. Somebody sent me. Oh, Brent sent me a link to this Haitian movie and about this walking band too, and they play on the road and they go from village to village and they walk like hundreds of miles while playing, you know, brass, but also of course the rhythms. Well,
the good thing about walking while you're playing is it actually helps you to keep in time.
That's true too, eh? It has all sorts of Man, I really look forward to listening to the performance. I really look forward to, I'm sure my listeners will like it. Don't tell me you don't like it, because I know who you are. So
hopefully they will.
Yeah, this will be great. It will be fantastic, because I think, you know, with the rhythms, the mixing makes it unique, isn't it? You can try to mix basically anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, the idea behind Inner Groove Percussion is what we want to do is really experiment with rhythms.
That's right.
And also experiment with what you can use as a percussion instrument to make a sound.
Correct.
And that really interests me. In terms of experimenting with body percussion, with vocal percussion, with different styles, whether it's sort of Latin American, Cuban styles. I mean, I sort of personally, I have a real interest in the sort of Cuban style of percussion, which is very much based around sort of bongo and conga playing.
Yes, yes.
But in terms of what Inner Groove Percussion plays, it's a real mix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe in that music can really bring cultures together. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Music, you become somebody else, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you can take with percussion music, because it's all based around rhythm. You can take that. You could take that to any country and communicate with people straight away.
Correct, correct. That's why you like you. I saw the first time I saw you guys was on the video. You know, the Queen Street performance.
Oh yes, yeah. We're up on YouTube if you want to have a look.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody who wants to know more about Inner Groove Percussions, just Google it. You know, and you will find it. It sits on the top. Well, that worked for me because I had to look, of course. You know, I still blog, and so my new blog is up, and there is actually a link on my blog on the Waiheke Radio website, which links to a blog site, which is Darren.
Yes, still under construction, shall we say.
It's a work in progress, let's put it that way. And I really look forward to where it's all leading, because, you know, Waiheke Island has so many different cultures and nationalities too, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're hoping to, within a group percussion, we're hoping to actually try and almost set up like a centre for percussion, which is where people would go to do workshops in percussion, yep, to do performances, to do 1-day, 2-day residentials, so that basically, you know, if anyone has an interest to percussion, in percussion, that's where they go.
Yeah.
They come and see us, and we'd really like it to be a case that we generate local players, and even from people that have never played percussion before, we kind of train them up, and then they end up in the band. So it's just a cycle.
It basically gets bigger and bigger. Yep, yeah. Well, that sounds fantastic. Yeah, I think there's a certain pattern going on. Eh? First, we saw it with a women choir came to the stage. Then the men choir came to the stage, and now we got the percussion.
Now it's percussion time. Hey. Yeah, it's coming in waves.
It's. It always leads to good feeling, really.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard to play a set song on percussion, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. It's percussion is get up and dance music.
It's happiness. Yes. That's what it is, you know. Yeah. It's a big shout, hey, get your ass off the ground and dance away. That's what it is.
And the great thing is anyone can get involved.
Yeah.
Even clapping your hands.
Yep.
There's a percussion instrument right there without having to go out and buy anything.
Exactly.
You've got your hands, you've got your voice.
Yeah. I mean, I scratch my head a lot of times, you know, and with my hair, that kind of, sometimes you get a rhythm going.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what interests me in terms of what the group Stomp do.
Yeah.
In that they will just create a rhythm.
It's a visual, total visual.
Out of so many sort of mundane, everyday things.
Yep.
From eating an apple rhythm.
That's right.
Through to shaking a set of keys.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. I look forward, Darren, to the live performance.
Yep, coming up very shortly.
Very shortly, so, you know, please all stay tuned. But here we have Inner Groove Percussion live from Waiheke to Waiheke, to the world. Go, man. Absolutely. Brilliant. Whoa. I tell you guys, it's hot in here. It's a cooking. This was some fantastic drumming and rhythms, and it comes from everywhere, and it mixes, and it's music by Wahekians for Wahekians, and this is the Navigator on Waiheke Radio, your only community radio station. I really hope you enjoy this live session. I certainly did, man. I saw, shall I go out for a cigarette? No. I'm staying in here and listen. Percussion and drumming appears to be a hell of a lot of fun. And, you know, it makes you moving. And it goes to the core of really having a good time, as Darren was saying. It's party music, it's moving, it's expression of good time, and I think we always should strive to have a good time. I hope you really enjoy this. It's